I still dream of birds. I watch them circle, dive into rough waves, and fly up to the sun. I call to them, but hear no answer. Alone, I stand on a stone island. I watch for ships and see three coming. Tall ships, close enough to hail. I load my musket and shoot into the air. When I shoot into the air, 10,000 birds rise screaming. Their wings beat against the wind. All the sailors hear and see, but their commander orders them to sail on. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's part of the prologue to Allegra Goodman's historical novel, Isola. It's based on the true story of Marguerite de la Roque de Roberval, a 16th century noblewoman. Her mother died giving birth to Marguerite, and her father died when she was three. Her kinsman guardian spends her inheritance, and when she is a young woman, forces her and her maid to join them on a voyage to New France, or Canada as we know it. While on board, she falls in love with her guardian's secretary, Auguste. Her enraged guardian leaves Marguerite, her maid, and Auguste on a deserted island where they must learn to survive on their own wits and the few supplies they were allowed. For 2 years, they fashion shelters, fish, shoot birds, find fresh water, and twice defend themselves from polar bears. Marguerite even gives birth, but the winters are harsh and starvation and death are never far away. I'm not going to say more because I don't want to spoil the story for you, but if, as the jacket says, you're looking for a timeless story of a woman fighting for survival, then you must read Isola by Allegra Goodman. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.